Good morning. It's 7:46 a.m. on Saturday, October the 7th, 2017. Let me get this back in my pocket. I can't feel my fingers. I think it's good. It's cold. It's 40-ish, 38, 40, 42, somewhere in there. Sun's not quite up, hasn't warmed the air up at all this morning yet. Well, it's not quite up, it's up, it's there, it's beautiful, it's what drew me out this morning. I had to be up and out and take the kid to work, but, oh, the draw to go back inside where it's warm was counteracted by the gorgeous light this morning. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Unlike yesterday, wherein I didn't have to go out and I didn't actually budge. I didn't get out of my pajamas until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. This week has been a bit broken up because of the medical procedures midweek. Just sort of thoroughly distracted all week long. This morning was a surprise. I rolled over wondering if it was time to get up yet and realized it was 6:15. I haven't slept past 6 o'clock in so many days I don't even remember. Past 5, yes, 5:30. No. I'm sure I have recently, I just don't remember. But this morning was, rolled over and looked, it was 6:11. What? It's definitely fall. There are red trees. Some maples here along the road that are, oh, feel that. I just walked through a patch of sunlight. The difference in temperature was not quite shocking, but quite delightful. Rather surprising. So yeah, there's some red trees here. I don't think they're maples. What they're not is aspens. Aspens are pretty much universally yellow. But my fingers are cold. My ears have started to warm up a little bit. And I'm out doing my walk. I hope I'm going to go home and start to write. I got a bunch of stuff that I've got to get done. And I've been just sort of so distracted all week, the last 2 weeks, that I haven't managed to get very much accomplished at all, which is something that needs to change. I talk about reestablishing structure, I talk about reestablishing my schedule, reestablishing my habits. I've had my little habit vacation. I need to get back to work. Next week I'm going to be 65. And not even close to thinking about retiring. Because I can't think of anything I'd rather do than write. Which is which is not proven out by my behavior over the last month and a half. And while intellectually I know that I'm working on my writing even as I'm walking along and talking about not writing, the emotional component, the inside view is, well, I'm not putting words on the page, so I'm not writing. So we need to toss a bone to that part of my brain that equates words on a page with writing. Good morning. Fingers really are cold. I'm pushing very hard too to try to keep enough body heat going. I've got 3 layers going this morning. So they're keeping my body warm, keeping the heat I'm generating in for the most part. Pants are baggy. I think I'm wearing a pair of 34s. And they are, let's just say the belt is having a hard time keeping up with them. East. The sun is rising far enough to the south now that this whole path is going to be walking in sunshine. Yes, I said that. Oh, it feels good. Smells like pastry. I wonder if there's a breeze blowing from the direction of Panera or something. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Beautiful day. Won't be long, we'll have frost. It was in the 30s overnight. It was down to 36, I think. Which is one of the reasons why it feels so cold this morning, I think, I believe. In the moment, in the moment. There's that pastry smell again. That's vicious, that's deadly, that is. Because now I want pastry. This is one of the things that Andy, oh, there's a, that took care of it right there. Somebody's doing laundry. The aromatic dryer sheet. Okay, yeah, that solved that problem. That's hanging on. That's funny, smells. We're not allowed to have scented things around the house. Except for strong chemical cleansers, those are allowed, but anything else is problematic. Good morning.
Excuse me, good morning.
Stuck right up on that guy, didn't see me. In a moment. Sounds, the cars, the birds. feel the sun. I smell a lot of exhaust, I'm not sure why. Looking around at the trees, so some of the smaller ones have changed pretty much completely. Most of the larger ones are still green. If not entirely, then mostly. There's a few with colored tops. It changes pretty fast this time of year. Either that or I don't notice for days on end, and then suddenly I notice. Or the change is so gradual that it doesn't register. Until suddenly it's enough that it does. Everybody's gearing up for Halloween. And I noticed, I saw at the grocery store, noticed that some of the Christmas displays are up already. And I'm like, oh, come on, people. We haven't even had Thanksgiving yet. I'm ready for Thanksgiving. I want a turkey. I got a ham in the fridge. But I want a turkey. Turkey, turkey. I haven't seen any geese though this morning. I got the hiccups. What do I do with the hiccups? So I gotta go. I still haven't done my Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers column for next week. Oh. For heaven's sake. About these, because this is tedious. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow, another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.